ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hello, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. Welcome to our God Experience Service. This is Lighthouse Lagos, Nigeria. We're just so excited to come into your home, into your living room, into your hotel room this morning. That's if you're in an hotel. We're so glad to be alive and well in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say a beautiful Sunday morning to you and your family. Today it's service. Gather around your family, friends, share a link with someone. Tell them that God is on the TV this morning and wants to say hello to them. Welcome. At this time of global crisis that we're in, where we are locked down or locked in, it's like I've always encouraged, it is a time to reflect. Reflect on God's goodness, reflect on our families, reflect on our relationship, reflect on our businesses, reflect on our walk with God, reflect on our professional career path. And quite a whole lot of us, we've been working remotely in the past few weeks. And I want to believe that after this season, some things will change in our work lifestyle. So just prepare yourself. Use this time to reflect and prepare yourself for the new you that is evolving. It's a time of reset. It's a time of renewal. It's a time that will lead to restoration in our political arena, in our economy, and even in our religious arena. Things are definitely going to change for the better. And it is time to get ready for this change. Today is Sunday. Reflectively, I would like to share a thought on the winning faith. We need our faith to be a winning one, even at this time. The winning faith. From the Word of God, we can see that the patriarch of old, those who walk the walk of faith, they won in their own world. And you know, faith is that absolute trust and confidence, overwhelming confidence in God. If you have received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, or as your Savior, Lord and King, there is need for you and I to learn about this walk of faith. In the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the ABC of faith, the need for us to A stands for accepting God's promises. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is true. Every word of God has the capacity to change our lives. So faith, we must accept the promises of God, that they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. We must believe them in our hearts. Faith is of the heart. Even when we have doubts in our head, we must walk the walk of faith. And therefore, just like we learned last week, Wednesday, at our beautiful exchange service, I said that the patriarch of old, they had this attitude of faith. They believe in their heart and they, spoke out in faith. So we need to believe. This is the spirit of faith. Believe it, and then we speak what we believe out of our mouth. What we believe in our heart, we speak it out of our mouth. And then, of course, we have to learn to confess. Jesus is the great apostles of our confession. What is that confession? We believe something. We align ourselves with the Word of God. And we say what God says, even on the face of situation and circumstances. So today we look at the winning faith. The winning faith. Maybe you need to ask someone the question this morning, your wife, your kids, is your faith winning at this time? And hey, even for the kids, I know that in many places, online classes are still on. You can ask them, how is it going with you? Is your faith willing? A lot of people want to get back to school. A lot of our kids want to get back to church. But hey, at this time, we are just locked in. We are locked in so that we can reveal. So ask your kids around you if you have one. Is your faith winning? If you have an adult around you, you can just ask that question this morning. Open your Bibles, please, with me to Philemon. It's only one chapter. Philemon. Philemon is the book in the New Testament, which is the chapter before the book of Hebrews. So if you flip towards the end of the New Testament books, you get to Titus. So the next book is Philemon after Titus, and then before, it's in between Titus and Hebrews. So we look at Philemon this morning, talking about the winning faith. The Bible talks about Philemon's faith. Verse 4. It said, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. He said, hearing of your love and faith. So in our walk with God, our love and our faith walk is critical. He said, which we have towards the Lord Jesus and then towards all the saints. So love and faith walk towards the Lord Jesus and towards all other saints. He said, verse 6, he said that the sharing of your faith may become effective, or that you win with your faith by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The communication of our faith. One other word that we can use is the evidence of our faith in active progress or in active progression. Our faith must be growing. Believers' love and faith walk must grow. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3 talks about our faith growing exceedingly. So, in our faith walk, in the life that we're living, in the world that we're living, that is changing every day, which you will agree with me, things are not the way they used to be. I mean, even the weather element is changing, seasons are changing. And at the moment, maybe we can safely conclude that the heart itself is recalibrating. So things are not the way they used to be. And so our posture at this time is that our faith must overcome. Our faith must be making progress. Our trust level in God must increase from one level of glory to another by the Spirit of God. So we cannot afford to just live by the things or dictate our life should be dictated by the things which we can only see. Our life as believers is informed by the invisible. And that's what faith is all about. Trust in the invisible, because those invisible virtues, which is framed by the word of God, are actually the things that control the physical world. Today, I like you to note, we flip through the book of Hebrews. So I'd like you to note one thing, because we are talking about faith and not for this season. So we've talked about the ABC of faith itself. We're talking about the winning faith. So today I like to look at the book of Hebrews and pull out examples. And then I will end this message by helping us to see how can we build the winning faith. The faith that overcomes the good, the bad, and the worst times of life. I mean, we can't predict all those things. But we have control over our faith. And we can predict what will happen to us in the midst of adversities of life. Hebrews chapter 11, we have this as template for us to build our faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, by faith we understand. What do we understand by faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Say, for by faith, or by the workings of faith, by the evidence of faith, by the winning evidence of faith, the elders obtain a good testimony. The patriarchs, the people who have worked with God. And as you're listening this morning, there are people who have worked with God. We have the stories right from the Old Testament. Adam, Abraham, Noah, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Joshua. We have all these men. We have them in the King Solomon, David. And up till the New Testament, Jesus came, demonstrated this same life to us. And then we have the disciple, Apostle John, Apostle Peter, and then Apostle Paul. And then we have the modern day patriarchs, those who are walking the walk of faith. Their faith is the winning faith. It swallows up death in victory. Their faith, I mean, it brought back even the dead back to life. Their faith helps even to put things in perspective. Some of them find themselves in the midst of a generation that they were only the person who believed. And out of the substance of their faith, they were able to win and draw men and women. So, by this instrumentality of faith, the elders obtain a good report, a good testimony that we can share, and with them we can build our own life. This is how this faith works. It said, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Faith is a substance. Faith is tangible. Faith wins. Faith overcomes. The force of faith helps us to go through life victoriously. I said some couple of weeks ago that there won't be challenges. Faith is not utopia. That is a ticket to utopia, that once you have faith in God, there won't be any challenge. You just run through life smoothly. It doesn't work that way. What faith does is that it keeps you in the midst of challenges. It pulls you through challenges. It helps you to overcome. It leaves you with a testimony that God's word is true. God can be dependable. So faith is tangible. It's a force. It's a substance. Faith is like a confidence. Faith is the assurance. It's like what a title did, what it does in the real estate world. You is as real as if you have the substance in your hand. So faith is an evidence. Sometimes when you read through the scripture, it begins like a promissory note, but at the end, it is signed, sealed, and delivered. Faith is like you, for example, someone says, I have a gift of a car for you. And then he hands you over the particulars and the key to that car. It's as, even though he says, oh, go pick this car at certain garage. Maybe this is Sunday. Go pick it here tomorrow. Because you have that evidence of that key, of the vehicle particulars registered in your name, it is as good as you have it. Just like the title deed over a real estate. So, faith may start as a promissory note in the word of God, but it is real. It is tangible. It is something that you can touch. It's as good as if you have the real substance in your hand. Faith can also be likened to a draft instrument, even in the medium of exchange. If you have a draft for a certain amount of money, it's a bank draft, and it is confirmed, it is sealed, it is signed, and it's delivered, is as good as if you have access to the physical instrument that is recognized on that check. It's that through the instrumental, through this substance, through confidence in the unseen, the elders obtain a good reward. It said, we understand that even the worlds were framed. The world, the aeons, the ages, the systems, the period, The various dispensation, the cosmos, the things we see, they were framed by the Rhema word of faith. And what does that mean? It means God's specific word to a specific person in a specific situation of life. At this time, I believe God is sending his word to us as individuals and then corporately, that in the midst of the world crisis that we are experiencing, the lockdown or the locked-in, is our light and is our salvation. And that confidence that you and I exhibit in response to what God has said, that is what his faith is. The confidence that we know that he is our light. He says, with long life, it will satisfy us and show us his salvation. He says that in the time of famine, in the times of darkness, it will be our light. And he says, when this light shines, darkness cannot overcome it. I mean, putting our confidence in what God has said, because we know that it's the same word that frames the word of the patriarch. I will say this to you again today. You might have probably have heard me say it, that you are the architect of your own world. Through your confidence in what God has said, your world will be framed. If you are sick, it will be framed into healing. If you have lack, it will be framed into abundance. If you have you are bereft of idea, it will be framed into creative ideas from heaven. God still inspires people through the instrumentality of his word. So that confidence that we have in God's ability, in God's word, in God's promises, that overwhelming confidence that swallows doubt is what faith is all about. He says, the word of faith frames, in other words, repairs. In other words, adjust. In other words, mended. In other words, restore. So, what God says actually repair our words. What God says, frame it, it adjusts it when there is something that is out of order. I mean, just like it happened in Genesis 1, God spoke. So, the word that we speak is the word of faith. In the midst of chaos, it adjusts situations and circumstances. It mends. And then it restores. So when we put our faith in God, when we put our confidence in God, the world that we believe at such moment, at such instance, at such time, they frame our world. The winning faith. I will ask you a question today. What do you believe? What do you believe? Or let me put it this way. What Isaiah said in Isaiah 53:1 said, whose report will you believe? I believe God. That's one of my daily confessions. I believe God. I believe his word. I believe that God is a God of possibilities. I believe God, God's word can frame my word. It doesn't matter what every other person believes in the word. I believe God's word. And I know that many other people, including you watching me this morning, you believe God and his word. So his word has that capacity to frame not only the aeons, not only the years, not only systems, not only dispensation. His word still has that capacity to frame our own situation, our own world. Even in the modern day 2020, his word is not ancient. His word is alive and well. Even though God is called the Ancient of Days, but his word is active. His word can be applied. His word can nourish. His word can change our world. His word, when we learn to speak it, can help us to overcome the coronavirus. His word, when we speak it, can bring creative work. Force that will help us to have breakthrough even in the cure of this pandemic that is ravaging people around the world at the moment. His word. God still inspires people. God still helps people to create their own world. So God created us so that we can speak His word to also frame or create. We are God's co-creator. How do you develop winning faith? I like to use the word of Jesus in Luke chapter 6. In Luke chapter 6, it is a principle. If you want your faith to win, you need to examine the material that you are building with. Some people say they believe God, yet their words negate what they said they believe in. But Jesus gave us a template, which I want us to look at this morning as we proceed to understand the winning faith. What are the principles? Jesus taught it. In Luke chapter 6, from verse 46, He says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" Look at verse 47. He said, "Whoever comes to me and hears my saying and does them," He said, "I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who had and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." So the principle of building winning faith is highlighted here in verse 47. There are just three of them. If we look again closely, Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me." So Jesus is the word of God personified and revealed to us. It's the wisdom of God. So when we lack wisdom, when we lack direction, we can come to him. In Matthew chapter 11, if you read verses 28 to 30 in the Message translation, Jesus gave something instructive. In New King KJV, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But in the Message rendition, it says something very insightful. It said, he asked the question, "Are you worn out? Are you born out on religion?" He said, "Come to me." He said, "And I will teach you the unforced rhythm of grace." So the first principle for us to build winning faith is learning to come to Jesus. I mean, the songwriter say, "What a needless pain we do bear when we do not learn to put everything in the hands of Jesus." Does that mean that we can't figure things out on our own? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm simply saying, it says, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall surely direct your path. So, number one principle to build winning faith, especially in a world that is not stable, is to come to him. Secondly, hear his sayings. Hear his sayings. Jesus has so much to say to us even at this time. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you," Jeremiah 29:11. He's saying that to us. He said, in Revelation 3:20, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart. I am knocking. I want to sup with you. I want to walk with you. I want to help you learn. I want you to learn from me the unforced rhythm of grace." A lot of the time, we all struggle. We are all tempted. Because, you see, putting our trust in what looks like the invisible is a challenge to many of us. Because we are all used to the natural, the things we can see, the things we can touch, the things we can hear, the things that we taste. We are all used to those things. It's like a comfort zone to us. But to put our trust in the invisible things, it's a challenge to many of us. A lot of people would rather believe in what they can see. We call it facts and figure. But hey, faith is trust in the invisible. You have to see the invisible first before you see the visible. Jesus said that to Thomas. He said, well, Thomas, you are expressing your belief now because you can see. But blessed are also those who don't see, yet they believe. So by faith, we understand that the elders obtained a good testimony because they did not see. They believed God. And because they believed God, invariably, what God said or what God say or what God is saying came to pass or come to pass in our life if we will believe the same today. So the second principle is hearing saying. Jesus is the word of God. John 1:1. Jesus, he says to us, is the same yesterday's Hebrews 13:8. So Jesus says, come to me, hear my saying. When you hear his saying, it's like building your life, building your house, building your enterprise on the rock. Because invariably, storms will come, challenges will come. I love what Jesus said in John 16:33. He says, hey, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He says, in this world, you will have tribulation. So sometimes, problems are raised to power three. Pressures of life are raised to power three. He said, in the world, you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have handled the world for you. That's what one translation says. So Jesus said, come to me, hear my saying. And then the third principle there, he said, does them. So those three principles will help us to build winning faith in a world that nothing is stable anymore. Come to me, do my word. In James chapter 1, let me read something to you about doing God's word. Said, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, said, I will liken you to a man that is his. It's a man who built his house on the rock. The rain will descend, the flood will come and beat vehemently against that family, against that business, against that professional path. But he said, that house, that family, that business will still stand because it was founded on the rock of life. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 21, it says we should be doers. It says whoever does them. So in verse 21, we should be doers, not hearers. James 1:21, it said, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness. Sometimes we feel that we can resolve things on our own. So the Bible calls it the overflow of filthiness, which is like the rag of self-righteousness. Overflow of wickedness, thinking that we can sort things out on our own. We can figure things life out on our own. We don't need any God. Yes, which is the voice that is rising. We don't need to pray. We don't need to believe God. God has given us brain. God has given us mind. Agree. But God still wants us to acknowledge him because we are created in his own image. Everything responds to the source. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord God is wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, Jesus, who says to us in that parable, says, we should come, he has been made unto us the wisdom of God. So he said, be ye doers of the word, verse 22 of James 1, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. How do we deceive ourselves? When we hear the word and don't do them. He said, for anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like a natural man observing his face in a mirror. He observes himself and goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So, doing the word of God, reveal ourselves to ourselves, reveal the plan of God to us, and we can live and grow into his image. He said, whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's our source, and continue therein, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds. So three templates today for us to build winning faith. Don't forget that life is spiritual. Don't forget that the spiritual warfare that we talk about is a war of words. And you can't afford to lose this war to doubt. You can't afford to lose this war of words to fear, to unbelief. You can't afford to lose this war of war to unforgiveness. That's why we need to come to Him. He said, blessed are those who watch at my gate daily. That's the wisdom of God talking in Proverbs. We need to come to Him. We need to hear His sayings. In Isaiah 54, He said, He wakens our ear morning by morning to hear as the learned. We need to come to Him. We need to wait daily at His gate. And as we do it, we need to do whatever He says. You don't try the word of God, you do it. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And how do you know the will of God? Hearing His saying, obeying His voice, yielding to the Holy Spirit, and then doing the word. If the word says forgive, forgive. If the word says give, give. If the word says preach the gospel, preach the gospel. It is our obedience to the word of God that guarantees our winning in faith. Peradventure, you are out there today and you are wondering, what is this chap saying? I mean, faith in God, faith in the finished work of redemption introduces you to this word of the supernatural. That's the word of faith. A natural man does not receive anything from the Lord. They are foolishness to him. But a spiritual man, which is begins by reason of our personal relationship with God and believe and trust in what in the finished work of Christ and then confessing Him as our Savior, Lord, and King, that's what introduces us to this new way of living. It's a life. It's a force. It's a lifestyle. By it, the elders obtain a good report. There is no problem that is new under the sun. Every generation has had to experience their own challenges. But those who put their trust in the Lord, like the word of the Lord says, they are like Mount Zion. They are like a city that cannot be shaken. Psalm 46 also emphasized that when we put our trust in the Lord, he said there is a stream that flows from the city of God. He said God is the source of that stream. He said when it flows into a person's life, he said she shall not be moved. God is there. God will still all our storm. God will take away all our fears. God has that capacity to turn even our sorrow into joy. Today, I'd like to just encourage you as we walk through another week, our trust, our confidence must be in this God. And by us, God has shown us grace. He sent His Son, Jesus, to die for our sin. And He also expects us to respond. Our response to His grace is our faith walk. And where we read this morning, He said, our love and faith walk. Love towards God and love towards human beings. Faith towards God and faith towards human beings. I know we live in a world that people say, I hear this saying a lot, trust no man. As far as it may be true, due to some people's experiences, I believe we can trust God. And we can trust God in the life of people. God is faithful. God is just. God is forgiving. We can also emulate that life. And that's what is imparted to us at New Life.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,